Live from the Geyer Studio, bringing you entertainment news, this is Cinema Central with your host, DJ Ace, here on WMCO.
Thank you for tuning in to WMCO. This is
Cinema Wars.
Wrong one, Brad.
No, it's not. Dang it. I jumped the gun. My bad.
Every time.
This is Cinema Central with our movie enthusiasts here to talk about all things movies and in the topics in the entertainment industry. And this week, we're going to talk about summer movies. They're arguably the biggest movies that come out every year. They're most
movies are like similar length, Aaron. Yeah. Most of them are about 2 to 2.5 hours.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why you say they're the biggest movies.
Some of the most anticipated movies of the year. The summer movie period is May through August, and we have quite a lineup this year. So we're going to break it down, look at a lot of these movies.
Break down.
See what happens. So, guys, there's a lot of movies coming out, which we already discussed. This is in no particular order, but kicking off the entire thing is the monster Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yes.
Coming out May 4th.
May 5th.
Director James Gunn, whole crew's back, Chris Pratt and the gang.
And they've got some new people going
on,
too.
And some new people. Yeah. One new person.
Well, it's a new movie, so they're going to have new people. They bring Kurt Russell.
They have Kurt Russell.
Yes.
They added Mantis as a character.
That's going to be fun.
The Guardians are back, and it looks like it's going to be great.
I hope.
We've seen a couple trailers.
Michael Rooker is coming back.
Yeah. Yondu. He's arguably my second favorite part of the first one. My first part being Guardian, Star-Lord, being my favorite part. Obviously.
Shocker.
Yeah. Hey, man, he's the dude.
He is the dude. Right.
So James Gunn's brother as well, Sean Gunn, is playing Kraglin.
Yeah, he was in the first one.
Yeah, but I just didn't know that they were brothers.
Yeah, they are. funny story, Sean Gunn also is the stand-in for Rocket Raccoon when they film.
Oh, really?
So he has to wear this, mocap
this
suit.
This stupid motion capture suit.
And he has to, get down on his hands and knees all the time. And remember...
Can you imagine... Just for a moment, having the power to tell your brother, all right, he's in a motion capture suit, and just... You guys have brothers? You have brothers,
yeah, sisters.
Okay. You imagine being able to tell your siblings to just do whatever you want while you're filming it.
The epic.
What's really funny about the first movie, some behind the scenes bit, is that there's a scene at the very end where after they beat Ronan, Drax is petting Rocket's head. He's actually petting Sean Gunn's head. It's so awkward.
Yeah.
Because Bradley Cooper, of course, just does the voice.
Guys, they have Stallone and Fillion.
Yes.
Stallone and Nathan Fillion as well.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that yet.
They're both in there, and I don't know what either of them are playing, and I'm
Nathan
thankful.
Fillion is placing Simon Williams, and Sylvester Stallone is playing a Nova Corps member.
Yeah.
Corpse? Core?
Core. It's core.
Right, because it's Marine Corps.
Yeah, Marine Corps. That's the correct terminology.
Well, I was about to say, I'm so thankful I don't know what they're playing, but... Never mind, Brad.
Now you do.
But I don't know anything about their characters, so it doesn't matter.
Whatever. It's not a spoiler if I can look it up on Google.
I know, for real. But that movie is coming out April 4th, and I will be there. First showing, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
First showing, that's April 4th?
May 5th.
May 4th,
if you're in a Thursday night showing.
That's not the real premiere. That's the premiere for you guys have to actually go do something. You can't afford to be a diehard fan. The real premiere is at midnight.
May 5th. It was supposed to be done, and that's how it always
the
will be.
The showing will start at midnight, which means that we'll get 15 minutes of commercials.
Hey,
so 12:15 on May 5th.
I'm graduating
the real
morning
fans.
After, so you know what?
Same.
I'm going to the 7
The real
o'clock.
Fans, which is me, who is also graduating with Aaron, will be there. I will look hungover as all get out during graduation.
Please don't.
It'll be great.
Actually, funny story. when my brother was graduating in 2012.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Me and him and a bunch of our friends went to the midnight premiere of The Avengers, and that was the day before that. They were graduating, and it was
awful. I remember you talking about that.
All right, so speaking of Marvel, though, another big Marvel property coming out this summer is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Hey, Spider-Man is back. Another Spider-Man film.
We talked about the trailer last week. We talked about the trailer last week.
No. Spider-Man Homecoming. Are you kidding? I am so many different versions of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
The Spider-Mans are the Browns of the superhero movie.
Oh, jeez.
They are, because they have solid material. They just don't let it go anywhere because they're afraid that one year they did let it go anywhere and they crashed and burned.
I'm a Browns fan, so I can't really.
You guys have solid potential. You guys had Manziel, who was this fantastic.
Let's not bring it the past. Let's talk about Spider-Man. So
yeah, it comes out this July, July 7th, and it looks like it's gonna be a lot of fun. We saw a couple trailers for it.
It is gonna be a really good time.
I'm excited to see Tom Holland carry this movie, and we'll see what happens.
I think Tom Holland is. So here's the thing: Tobey Maguire was a fantastic Peter Parker.
I thought he was too. Yeah.
But he was not a great Spider-Man. He was a great Peter Parker, not a great Spider-Man.
That's the general consensus.
Garfield had the opposite problem. He was. Yeah. The world's best Spider-Man, but he was a good-looking British dude who was not nerdy at whatsoever.
Nope.
And so he wasn't a great Peter Parker. Tom Holland has that ability to do both, I think.
I think
that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah. A historical title coming out this summer is Dunkirk with Christopher Nolan directing.
Christopher Nolan back in action.
World War II film based on the events at Dunkirk, where the Allied forces got trapped along the northern coast of Europe by the German forces, and they had to be evacuated by boats to Britain.
Thousands died.
It was so sad.
Hundreds of thousands were rescued, so that's kind of the trade-off.
Yeah, but I think more people died than were rescued, though.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not a World War II history buff.
I wish we had one here. Yeah, I mean, I took a World War II class, and it was a lot.
I don't know
fun,
why I looked at you like that immediately.
I'll just say.
So yeah, the trailers we've seen looks a lot of fun, and
looks intense.
Yeah, it looks very intense, and it's a Chris Nolan film.
It is a Chris Nolan film. All
right, can we talk about the film that's actually gonna take the summer by storm?
Which one's that?
That's Wonder Woman.
Yes, Wonder Woman.
All right. The first solo superhero female film. I'm not sure if I put all the words in the correct order there.
No, you did. But first. Yeah, I don't want to.
Solo female.
Let's put it. It's the only solo female superhero film worth mentioning.
Yeah.
What do you mean worth mentioning? Is there another one that I don't know about?
Yeah, we don't speak of it though.
Well, don't no.
Yeah. What do we not speak of?
I know
of?
What he's thinking of. We're not.
Technically, there are two.
Yeah, but we're not speaking of it. Well, so.
Yeah. Help me out, yo.
There was Catwoman.
Yep.
With Halle Berry.
Yes. There was Elektra. So.
Those were not great films.
No.
Exactly. So
let's go back. But Wonder Woman comes out June 2nd.
Since the advent of really good superhero movies.
Yeah.
And that's nothing at you, Ben Affleck. Daredevil, what are you thinking?
But he made a great Batman.
He made a great Batman.
He's redeemed himself.
Saved his butt on that one. saved his butt.
I'm so excited for this film.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
I am so pumped.
Gal Gadot looks like Wonder Woman.
Yeah, exactly.
She looks like a great Wonder Woman.
She's going to be a fantastic Wonder Woman. Yep. And Chris Pine is going to be a wonderful sort of bumbling Steve. Which is kind of what you want.
I love it. And I think it's great that it's set in World War One of all time periods. Because we don't see a lot of films in that time period.
World War One,
I wasn't sure
and
which World War
taking
was.
Taking a superhero movie and putting it in World War One is very
unique.
Well,
it's great because it's farther back.
Yeah,
than
it's farther back.
Like any of the other ones have gone thus far. Really, the oldest superhero we have right now is Captain America with World War Two.
Yeah.
So going back to World War One gives her this incredible air of longevity, which is a part of her character. And also, World War One was this just absolute blood fest.
Yeah.
And so it's a good time. I think it's gonna be a good time. I'm really excited.
The only thing I'm nervous about though is that this movie really needs to do well for the DCU.
That it does.
So I'm anxious but excited. But
trailers look good.
Slightly nervous. The trailers look good.
They do.
They do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and it needs to do good because DCU has such fantastic female characters and. So does the Marvel Universe. And so this film's mm-hmm. doing well. It's not just about the DCEU surviving the last, mm-hmm. what is it, two or three flops that they've had.
Yeah. But Justice League looks good, too.
Yeah,
so even Wonder Woman tanks, we still get to see Justice League no matter
what.
Well, here's
Wonder Woman can't tank because that means that we will never get a Marvel solo superhero female film. Oh, I guarantee you. Because
they still got Captain Marvel in the works, I thought.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. They do, don't they? Yeah. So maybe we'll see that.
Well, listen, Marvel's got all the money. They can do whatever the heck they want.
Yeah,
so.
But they don't, is the thing. They're making Black Panther, which is the first, like, African-American starring... But he's not an American. He's a Wakandan.
Yeah, but...
Dark-skinned...
I get where you're coming from. Yeah, we get where you're coming from.
Right.
But...
Black person starring film, and people are kind of not sure how that's going
to
be.
Well, either way, Wonder Woman has to hit it out of the park, or they're going to be struggling ahead in the Justice League.
Yeah, so I think that about wraps it up for the superhero films this summer. So let's see what else is coming out.
Aaron's like, stop talking about superhero films, guys.
Oh, no, I love it. I love it
all the time.
We got
talked about that one day.
Yeah, we got to keep going.
I wasn't here for that. I have to make up.
Yeah. So,
all right. Keep going.
Big one, Ridley Scott's returning to form with Alien Covenant.
Oh my god.
I don't like those movies, so you guys can
stop
talk about it.
Making them. Alien was fantastic. Alien 2 was really good.
I haven't
Alien
watched
3,
any of them either, so I just thought it was worth mentioning. I watched a trailer, I'm like, this looks pretty good.
The trailer looks creepy and intense, but I never watched the Alien movies because I wasn't a big fan of them.
Alien 1 and 2 are worth watch. Anything beyond that, it's like the Star Wars prequels. They're like kind of the redheaded stepchild of which is nothing against redheads or stepchildren, mm-hmm. or even redhead stepchildren. Just that's the thing to say.
Yep.
They're not worth. I don't like them.
All right.
I think that, like, they saw an opportunity. It's just a money grabbing scheme now.
Yeah. Speaking of money grabs, I think it's 20th Century Fox, I believe, are putting together a shared monster universe. Cinematic universe, and it kicks off with The Mummy coming out this summer.
Oh, yeah.
With Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Mummy. And I could care less.
Well, I mean...
I could care less because it's Tom Cruise, to be honest.
I love Tom.
I'll tell you what, it's gonna be. I mean, I like the mummy movie properties, but it's gonna be weird without seeing Brendan Fraser.
This is not. This is not movies. That mummy though. This is completely different.
Is this just a remake?
No, it's completely. It has nothing to do with that trilogy.
Really?
I thought this
was a remake.
It's own thing, kind of based on the classic mummy monster. So,
well, hopefully Brendan.
Hopefully
Brendan Fraser will make an appearance.
I know, right?
Maybe we'll get a cameo.
I haven't seen him in anything for a while.
It's probably retired.
So you shut us down with talking about superhero movies, but I want to talk about Captain Underpants.
What?
there is a movie.
It's coming out. It's happening.
It's happening.
It just needs to be said. That's it. We can move on now.
June 2nd. I saw the first trailer. It looked kind of interesting. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I was a really big fan of the comics as a kid.
I watched those. I read those books growing up. So
yeah, I read them. Yeah, it was good. Pirates of the Caribbean also
Pirates
coming
of the
out.
Caribbean.
Yes,
Dead Man Tells No Tales.
But
don't want to overhype it.
It does look good.
Very close to just kind of becoming another money grabbing scheme like
comes
the Alien
out
thing.
The 26th of May.
Supposedly. Yep. We're going to see either Will or Elizabeth.
Will Turner's confirmed.
He's been in the trailers.
He's in a
tease.
Has he? Okay.
I
try to avoid trailers until day before.
For real. For
but the other
but
character.
Yeah, I mean, the scheme looks fun, and it'll be interesting
Bardem.
To see what happens.
Jack Sparrow.
Javier Bardem's going to be in.
And who doesn't love Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow?
Oh, yeah. I love Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow. I love him.
Yeah. It's one of his... Oh, it's fantastic. Apparently, he and Robert Downey Jr. are really good friends, and when the first Iron Man film came out, Johnny Depp took his family to go see it, and that night, Robert Downey Jr. came over to have dinner, and Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp, saw Jack Sparrow leave his son's eyes, and the Iron Man was the ticket. And that's his own words, and it was... Is a funny story. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have weird things.
I think this is gonna be the last Pirates film, right?
That's what
they said.
Hopefully. They gotta stop it.
Yeah. But we'll see. Speaking of series, we're also getting the trilogy finale for War of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, I can't wait to see this.
War of the Planet of the Apes.
I haven't seen any of them, so I can't really speak to this.
What is wrong?
Is that a summer movie? I thought that was coming out like
summer,
November.
July 14th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that is coming out. It looks, I mean, it looks interesting.
First two
I've been
trailers
seeing
have been
the
awesome.
Trailers for these since Ooh. The first one, and I think, you know, Woody Harrelson's in it, so that's fun.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson's in it.
What do you guys think of the King Arthur movie that's supposed to be coming out?
I watched the trailers.
It
looks interesting.
It looks interesting.
I like that Jude Law is playing the villain.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Jude Law.
And the guy playing King Arthur, I only know him from Pacific Rim, so.
And he's a Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what.
Yeah. But so, it'll be interesting.
It's coming from the guys that created Guy Ritchie, so he did the Sherlock Holmes movies.
Yeah.
So
he really likes Jude Law, I guess.
He does. For real.
I mean, the trailers look interesting, so I may give it a shot.
Yeah.
So
we're going to go to a quick break here, but when we return, we will continue our in-depth discussion on summer movies for 2017. You're listening to WMCO 90.7.
The news never stops, and neither will we. You're listening to...
Did you really think I was done with you? You're listening to the Unstoppable WMCO 90.7 Q Explosions. Listen live and stay informed on OrbitMediaOnline.com.
I really didn't feel safe anymore at home.
Every year, tens of thousands of youth experience homelessness.
The possibility of sleeping out on a park bench, it's not something that a 15-year-old should have to think about.
1-800-RUNAWAY provides 24-hour access to a nationwide network of housing and support services.
I felt such warmth. I felt comfort. I felt safe.
Call 1-800-RUNAWAY. Go to 1-800-RUNAWAY.org or text 66008. We can end youth homelessness.
Tune in Wednesdays from noon to 2 as I, DJ Law, give you the latest in the world of NASCAR. I'll hand out my checkered flags and black flags, given to the best and worst performances of the week, while recapping the previous week's race as well as looking ahead to the next. I'll also have the latest music, local news, weather, and sports. That's Wednesdays from noon to 2, only right here on WMCO 90.7, The Orbit.
Cinema Central continues here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
You're listening to WMCO. I'm DJ Ace, along with Radio Joe and the Captain. You're not the Captain.
He's not the Captain. Oh, you screwed
the
that up.
Dread Pirate Roberts, sorry.
Oh, he almost called you the Captain.
Are you kidding me? Right? Hey, it's from a movie. You are the movie guy.
But it's kind
of. I'm taking over your show. I'm hosting from now on. You're listening to Cinema Central. I'm your host, Brad Roberts, alongside Radio Joe.
Oh, what a gosh.
And we're talking about summer movies over here.
Yes.
We talked about a ton of superhero movies and some other stuff as well. So we're going to talk about some Cars 3. What do you think, Joe? Are you excited?
Hey, they're similar, all right? They're kind of similar.
I'm sorry. I don't remember inviting you to be on this stream. You missed a reference from one of the greatest movies of all time.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want me to hit the reset button? Seriously?
No, I don't want you to hit the reset button. I want you to suffer in silence.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, moving on.
Joe was physically unable to respond because he was laughing so hard.
We broke Joe. All right. Michael Bay is back, and we don't know why, and he's bringing Transformers The Last Night with him.
I mentioned Cars 3, and you said Michael Bay, and I was like, I want that team up so badly.
So are we talking about Cars 3 or Transformers?
Your decision, Joe. Who's hosting?
He's the host.
Yeah.
Man.
Dang it.
So we're talking about Transformers.
Right. Okay. Yeah. For some reason, Michael Bay came back.
You know why?
Quit it.
Because it's called money.
Yeah, he's
that's why.
And just
people
buckets and buckets
still
and
see these movies for some reason.
Well, here's the thing: if we got the Captain Morgan on here,
yeah,
then
he'd be
like,
all for
he
it.
Would be all for this. He absolutely loves Transformers.
I'm all for it too. It's just after the fourth one, I thought they were done.
I thought they were done when like
the fourth one was
I
awful.
They should have done with three. They should have ended with three.
Yeah,
but they
finished
didn't.
It with.
I miss Shia LaBeouf.
I do miss Shia LaBeouf.
If he makes appearance in this movie, then I will call
it
the
greatest
movie.
He needs to.
Of the summer.
But I doubt he will. Otherwise, we probably would have heard. Probably would have heard.
I'm kind of excited to see robots fight with swords again.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I was okay with 4, and I'll tell you why. Because it is very hard to mess up giant robots and dinosaurs. In any way you do it. Yeah. Whether they're fighting giant dinosaurs, whether they're riding robotic dinosaurs, whether they're riding actual dinosaurs, it's very hard to mess up. Michael Bay surprised me in that he managed to do it. Mm-hmm. He managed to make a terrible movie out of robots and dinosaurs. I am a man of simple pleasures.
And explosions.
You did not need... It would not have been hard for him to make a great movie out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Joe's like, whatever, Brad, shut up.
We'll see. Bottom line, it is coming out this summer, and the early reviews aren't looking good. So, no.
Really? Not surprised.
Not surprised. But, it doesn't matter.
I'll still go see it.
It has Mark Wahlberg, and it's going to have explosions, so yeah. I'll go see it on June 23rd.
I'll still go see it, so... I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Cars 3.
Pixar's back with one of their best franchises. Okay, well.
Well, it is actually.
They're finishing up a trilogy, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah, just.
And my little cousin, who's like 4 or 5, absolutely loves Cars, and apparently he went nuts when he saw that there was a Cars 3 trailer. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely nuts.
And that,
he's not 4 or 5. He's maybe a little bit.
That Cars 3 teaser though got everyone wondering, like, because that is the super dramatic one where you see Lightning McQueen crashing, and you're like, did we just kill Lightning McQueen? Like,
as Mater. Mater's gonna be the new racer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it looks like a very fun story. They're going back to the roots of Cars 1, and it looks like it's going to be kind of a legacy story, which it'll be fun to see.
Yeah, it'll be nice to see that whole transition.
Yeah.
The whole journey of Lightning McQueen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fair to say the summer wouldn't be the summer without The Rock. So he's making
Baywatch.
His appearance in Baywatch.
You get your Baywatch, Brad. Here you go.
They reference, I think in one of the trailers I saw them reference Hasselhoff, and I'm excited. Because he was originally
the trailers
Baywatch.
Look good because it made me like I
have only ever seen one trailer.
No, there's two.
Is it?
I got two or three trailers out
the
there.
The one I've seen is just playing over and over again, and it's
mean.
Yeah.
If I'm bored over the summer, I may go give it a shot.
Zac Efron has actually like grown a lot since High School Musical. I respect him as an actor.
He actually doesn't. He has done pretty good for himself.
Yeah.
And
he's been in pretty much every genre. I think he just kind of enjoys that, like, sort of raunchy boy comedy thing.
Yeah.
Yep. I love him in Neighbors.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
He's hilarious in Neighbors.
Oh, what was it? Who needs dates? Zach?
Oh, Mike and Dave need dates or something.
Yeah.
Need wedding dates.
Yeah.
I heard that movie was hilarious, so I still need to check that out.
I saw the end of it, and it's hysterical.
And speaking of animated movies and trilogies, we're getting Despicable Me 3.
Yay.
Oh.
Well, you guys.
I could care less.
Awesome.
I'm not going to lie. I watched the first one. It was cute, but whatever.
I kind of enjoyed the second one.
I think it was overhyped.
But it's just like, come on, Steve Carell. You can do better.
Yeah, for real.
He's made a lot of money off these movies because he's Gru.
That's true.
He's Gru.
Yeah.
What is The Circle about? Does anybody know?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, it's about
Emma Watson.
All right.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
That's the social media thing.
Social media.
I remember.
All right,
I saw
was
the
really
trailer
cool.
For that.
The cameras. Everywhere, and now they're hiding secrets.
It kind of just reminded me of that movie Paranoia, but...
But with Emma Watson?
Yeah, it was a different concept, but yeah, anyway. And you know, there's a couple, like, maybe not as well-known movies on here. One of them I'm kind of interested in is The Dark Tower.
Yeah, I think that's going to be...
Is that not based off of a graphic novel?
It sounds familiar. I can't place it right now.
Either way, it has Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
So it looks like it's going to be interesting. I don't think there's a trailer yet.
Yeah, there is.
There is?
There is.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it yet either.
Rough Night as well has ScarJo and the girl from Broad City the girl from... some other things, and I think that's got Jude Law in it too.
Another movie coming out this summer, also based off of a graphic novel, is Valoran and the City of a Thousand Planets.
Yeah,
it looked super trippy, and I probably won't see it.
I'm probably not gonna see it.
It's sort of like 80s space thing.
It kind of reminded me of
Valerian and the City of a Thousand
Planets.
Fifth
Element for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the first trailer. It didn't really interest me.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, it's there.
It didn't, it didn't spark
the thing
my
is
interest.
That actress who plays the supposedly main girl, that she's like platinum blonde. She's got those really blue eyes.
Yeah.
And she's a really good actress. I've seen her.
Yeah, that's Cara
Delevingne.
She played the Enchantress.
Oh, is that same person?
Yeah.
That's what. Yeah. I remember thinking that. I've seen her in things. Mm-hmm. She's really good at that thing.
When does this one come out?
I think she's in movies that occasionally don't have great writing.
So I'm going to switch gears here. So last summer was an interesting summer, to say the least. Like, a lot of movies came out last summer that people wanted to go see. But then.
What was last summer? Was that Avengers 2?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Rogue One. No, wait. No. Civil War.
Civil War. Yep. But like that was
so
like
Avengers 3,
that was like
bad.
The only top movie last summer. Like a lot of the
Doctor
other
Strange.
Okay. Did that come out last summer too?
That was late summer.
That was 2016.
Yeah, that was August.
Oh, that was October. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Suicide Squad, X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Born, Star Trek Beyond, the BFG, Kubo. Yeah.
The point is guys, there were a lot of like high profile films last summer, mm-hmm. but a lot of them met with average results. So I'm hoping this summer is going to be better. I think a lot of people are hoping this summer is going to be better.
Yeah.
I think especially with the superhero films we'll be getting, it'll be better. I mean, of course, you can't really beat Civil War, but
yeah, true.
It'll be hard to beat that. But I'm excited for those at the very least. I'll probably go see Dunkirk, but. And Transformers and Parts of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man.
And yeah, so I said the superhero
movie. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
So those are the ones I will probably be making an effort to go see at the very least.
For me, of course, all the superhero movies, Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
King Arthur, I might go check it out. The Mummy, I might go give it a shot. Maybe, I don't know about Cars 3.
Maybe Cars 3, yeah.
Might be a family event.
Family event?
Yeah.
you don't sound too excited.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind. I'm trying to think of what else. That Dark Tower thing, though.
Yeah.
That kind of caught my eye.
Yeah.
I may go give that a shot. I'll probably go watch the trailer and try that out. Baywatch.
Baywatch.
I guess. I may go check that out. I have to go see Apes. I gotta go see War of the Apes.
Apes.
I'm staying far away from Covenant.
Yeah.
Far from.
And also anything with Amy Schumer in it.
Yeah.
And I think my girlfriend will probably drag me to Annabelle Creation because she's really into.
The Annabelle movies. Yeah.
I am an absolute wimp when it comes to anything that's scary.
Yeah.
An absolute, like, I will.
I'm a wimp, too. I don't watch scary movies.
She loves it, so she'll probably drag me to that, and then I'll probably drag her to, like, Baywatch or.
Did I mention Pirates? Because I'm going
to
go see Pirates.
Yeah, maybe I'll drag her to Pirates.
So, yeah, I think, there's probably not as many movies I'm going to go see this summer, but the point is,
it'll be quality over quantity.
I'm hoping the quality will be better this year because I saw a lot of movies the last two summers and some of them weren't that good. So I'm hoping for good movies this summer.
We all know, even though it's the summer, but we all know what the big movies are,
yeah.
But they're not happening until after the summer.
That's true. So. This year we're doing a lot more in
November and December, surprisingly.
Yeah. Are we getting a second Fantastic Beasts this December?
No, I believe that'll be next year.
Yeah, that's too soon.
Yeah, they can't go year after year like Harry Potter did every 2 years except for part one and part two. They were back to back.
November is going to be huge.
Yeah, November, December is going to be crazy.
We're getting Ragnarok and
Justice League and Star Wars.
And then Star Wars in December.
Which
is going to be so fun.
December, is that the Han Solo?
No,
that's going to
be.
This is Star Wars Episode 8.
Yeah.
Episode 8.
All right, well, we got to wrap things up here, so thanks for talking summer movies, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
And we will be back sometime.
You want to do one last question?
What?
Who wins the summer box office?
Ooh, got to give it to Guardians, right?
Yeah, Guardians is going to blow.
They got that
up.
Crazy soundtrack. Guardians? They got those. It's super anticipated.
It blew up last time. It's going to blow up again.
Here's the thing, though. Wonder Woman as well. And
if
also,
it does
like,
well, I've
if it
heard
does well, yeah.
some rumors,
you seem to think like it won't be a superhero movie.
No, it will.
Oh, you were just kind of like skeptical.
No, I'm thinking what I wanted to. I might. It's going to be between Spider-Man or
Guardians.
Guardians, I believe.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But those are my choices.
So. Here's my thing with Spider-Man is it's been done so much, I don't think people are going to keep going out to it.
But I actually may agree with you about Guardians. I think they'll probably win it. So that's it for me.
That wraps up the summer movies. You've been listening to Cinema Central.
Maybe right I'll here. Let Aaron host again next time.
Yeah, sure.
Right here on The Orbit 90.7.
Woo!
Beep. For all that's new in entertainment, Cinema Central will return Fridays after Cinema Wars here on 90.7 The Orbit. The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Central are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black & Magenta. Coming up next is new music on your favorite hometown station, WMCO New Concord.